A second truck came out of the morgue with another coffin. Turl read the number and checked it off, and that coffin was carried up and dumped on the firing platform. Then, rapidly, a third and a fourth truck repeated the action. The first truck was bringing another coffin out. Johnny watched while 16 coffins were piled, this way and that, carelessly, on the platform. A line of returning personnel was dropped off a flatbed ground truck with their baggage near Turl at the morgue. He went through their clothing and glanced into their effects. There were 12 of them. As they finished, the lift trucks moved them and their baggage to the firing platform. The white light went steady.
Coordinates on first stage!
Bawled the bullhorn.
Motors off!
The 12 departing cyclos stood there or sat on their mounds of baggage. The 16 coffins were mixed up with the baggage. It suddenly struck Johnny that nobody waved or said goodbye. It meant nothing to anyone here that these creatures were going home. Or maybe it did, he thought, looking more closely. The machine operators around seemed to be moving with more savage jerks. One couldn't see well into their helmets or at this distance, but Johnny felt they resented the homegoers. A red light over the operations area began to flash. A horn wailed. The bullhorn bawled,
"Stand clear!"
The wires began to hum. Johnny glanced at his watch. The tree leaves quivered. The ground vibrated. The hum of the wires gradually and slowly built to a roar. 2 minutes went by. On went the purple light. A wavering haze appeared over the platform. The personnel and coffins were gone. Then Johnny noticed an undulating wave of sound and a quiver in the wires. It was almost like a recoil. A different horn went off. A white light flashed. The bullhorn bawled,
"Firing completed! Start motors and resume normal actions!"
Turl was locking the morgue. He came rumbling up the slope. Johnny turned off his picto-recorder remote and started to move off. Turl seemed to be very distracted, but the movement caught his eye.
"Don't hang around here!"
snapped Turl. Johnny guided the horse toward him. In a low guttural, Turl said,
"You must not be seen around here anymore. Now clear out."
"What about the girls?"
"I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it."
"I wanted to give you the report."
"Shut up!"
Turl looked around. Was he frightened? He drew close to the horse's shoulder, bringing his eyes to the level of Johnny's head.
"I'll come over and see you tomorrow. Hereafter, don't come near this place. Go over to your car and get to your base right now."
And Turl made sure that he did. It took a very dicey scout that night to recover the picto recorder from the tree. But with a heat shield to prevent detection, Johnny did it. What was up with Turl?
End of CD 10.